This call is being recorded.
Once you are outside of your body and kind of floating around a little bit and getting that sense of movement away from the body, everyone that's on the phone, join us here in this room. We're not going out of the building yet, out of the house. We're staying here in this room. So everybody that's on the phone, all 40-something people that are on the phone right now, join us here in this room, in this house. Don't worry about being crowded or anything. Everyone be here. Now, as you are all gathered here in this sacred place, the secret and sacred place of the thunder, as you are all gathering here, all in your astral or etheric bodies, feel the connection with everyone here, each of your brothers and sisters, all on this same journey together. Feel the connection, feel the oneness, feel the love and support of each of you, all as one family, one soul family. Now, look around you, look up, and see all those that are now descending onto your little group here. All of those of the angels coming down seemingly from the clouds, the archangels, the ascended masters, you see them in the multitudes gathering here, all around your group, surrounding you. Up above you and alongside of you. Now feel the love. Feel that love from all of those that are coming here to be with you. Feel the love, feel their presence, feel their warmth. Have them touch you, feel them touch you. See them clearly now. Archangel Michael, with his broad expanse of wings, showing them purposely just for you now, holding that sword, that blue sword that he carries, that shining blue sword. See Saint Germain. Ashtar is here. I as Sananda. Even Adama has come up from Talos. They're all coming now to be with you. Become as one with you. For as we have said many times, we are all in this together. This is a joint effort, a journey together. Yes, it is true. We have all made the journey before. We have all gone through this ascension process. But as we have also said, so have you before. Here you are once again, surrounded by all of your extended family now. Those that are here in body with you, those that have gone on into higher expressions, higher levels of vibration, but are here now with you, to join with you. They have volunteered at this point to essentially and for a short time lower their vibrations enough so that they could be here in this room with you. You do not need to go anywhere this time. You just need to be all here together, experiencing, loving, expressing together. Now, you each have one or two special that have moved behind you, directly behind you. They are putting their hands on your shoulders, and on your head, the top of your head. Feel that connection now. Feel the warmth, the love, the caring that they each have for you. You have no idea how much we all know about each and every one of you. We know who you are. We know who you've been in past lives. We know who you've been before you came into this evolution, before you volunteered to come here. We know who you are becoming as well. But of course, it is up to you, each and every one of you, to fulfill all that you are meant to do. Here you are at this time, in this space, in this moment, to begin more and more to realize who you are, to realize this journey that you are on, to remember, even more importantly, to remember who you are. Now, as they are touching you, you've already been feeling the emotion come over you. You've already been feeling the electricity moving from their hands down your shoulders, down your body, and then up again, up through the chakra centers, all the way into the seventh chakra. In some ways, this is as a kundalini rising. Some of you will feel a full kundalini rising from this. Some may not quite as much, as it is not yet time for you. Do not despair. All will come along as it is needed. All within divine timing. Always remember that. Feel these energies going down and then back up. Down from their hands and then back up your spinal column, back up your seven chakras until it culminates at your seventh chakra center, the crown chakra. You may have already seen an explosion of light. As it moved into your seventh chakra. Explosion of light, as in fireworks of brilliant colors, colors of the rainbow, but mostly the higher intensity colors. Now, as all are gathered here, all of you, all of those of us, look above you now. Look above and see who and what is coming down now. As she descends, as on the wings of eagles, coming through the clouds, a mother herself, coming down into this space, spreading her light, her love over everyone here. All are feeling this light, this love, this intense love. Possibly like nothing you've felt yet. And as she is spreading that light, she is touching every single one of you at once. Not all in turn, but all at once. Touching you. On the top of your head. As an anointing. And from that anointing, you may see one of two things. You may see a dove overlighting you. Or you may see a flicker of flame, a violet flame or a golden flame, some a blue flame, just above your heads. You feel that flicker of flame, or you feel those flap of wings just above you as it settles down just over your head, just touching your head. It's a mere touch to your head, though. Or too much would be too much for you. But from this, feel the energy flowing over you and down through you, as if it was a cocoon or an egg, flowing over you, surrounding you, protecting you, empowering you. Feel the power of love now. Feel how you are powerful beyond measure. For you are. For each one of you has the Holy Spirit. Each one of you has that oneness, that source within you, that comforter. All of the many different names that have been given this. Feel the power coming over you. So that you, each one of you, in your own way, will be able to take the mantle upon yourself once again, to take up Michael's sword and his shield, and reach out, and go forth, to share and spread the light wherever you can, wherever it is asked for. Wherever it is accepted. For it is up to each one of you to now go out and find the lost sheep, those still of the 144,000, those ones that are ready to awaken. And my dear friends, brothers, and sisters, they are going to begin in droves to do so. It is time now for all of you to be ready for this, to be ready for many who have turned away when you have spoken of any of your knowledge, any of your rememberings. It's time for you now, and time for them to reach out to you and time for you to reach back out to them. As I have spoken many times before of the finish line, going across the finish line as you do, and then going back and assisting those who are still struggling behind. That is what many of you came here for. To move away from a life of self-service to a life of service to others. As much and as many times as you can in the times ahead. Wherever the opportunity arises, speak out now your power. Speak out that you are the source speaking forth. You are the Christ acknowledging all these ancient mysteries to those who are ready to hear and those who are ready to see. Now, along with this power, the Mother has also granted each and every one of you a gift of healing, if you would accept it, if you would take that gift into you and accept it upon faith that you are now healed of whatever it might be that was ailing you. It says, I, as Yeshua, administer to all of those that were ready to hear from me, to feel my touch, were ready to be healed. They were only ready to be healed if they believed, not in me, but is in the I Am presence that I had within me at that time. Just as you each one have that I Am presence now within you. But you must trust, you must believe fully as you go forth now as my many disciples. Or where there were 12 before, there are now 144,000 to go forward. Some not having realized yet who they are. And that is your mission, if you would accept it. Of course, no one is ever being forced into this. It is only by choice. So either choose to accept or choose to not accept. But choose one way or the other. Do not remain warm on this. Be you either hot or cold, but not warm. It is time to no longer be on the fence. It's time to begin to take a stand. Allow yourselves now to slip back into your physical bodies, never having left this room, or at least this general area. Back into your physical bodies, but know that those that were here for you are still here. They're still standing behind you, as you are now back in your bodies. They are still putting their hands upon you, and the mother is still just above you, still here in this space, in this light, in this tremendous, tremendous light. Now listen as the angels begin to play and sing their song. Listen to the sounds, the music of the spheres. Now come back more fully in your bodies. Always come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. Each one of you now has received an anointing, a special prayer of thanks, you might say, for all that you have sacrificed to come and be here in these times and moments, all that you have been through throughout the many thousands of years that many of you have been here, again and again, coming back, going through, in many cases, a meaningless life, seemingly meaningless, all to go through the death process and reincarnate back and do it all over again, and again, and again, and again. Always wondering, when are you going to get it right? When are you going to be able to end this cycle? Well, my dear friends, you have arrived. You have arrived at the end of this cycle and the beginning of the next. You are there. And all it takes now is for you to realize that you are there. I am Sananda. I appreciate your time to be with you in this way, to be able to share with you, to be able to experience with you. And I always want you to remember that I have always been with you. I'm with you now and will always be with you. All of my peace and love be with you.
Thank you.
Om Mani Padme Om Mani Padme Om Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
We were going to have the crazy one come on, but we decided not to because little bit here. Can that go from complete seriousness and love and expression to craziness that that one sometimes brings? But do not be concerned. He is still here and will be with you and all of this. He's so much in love with every one of you. You have no idea. We all are. We are so excited for who you are all becoming, all you are all remembering who you are, and for everything that you are bringing to the table, or should we say the tables, because as you know, there are many of these tables that have been spoken of. Ananda has shared this several times. More is coming again in the future about this, where even more will be revealed and how your particular mission will be associated with these 12 and 12 tables. But more to come on that. We understand and we are excited. We are excited for a good number of reasons. We are excited because those of you in this group are ready to move out, you might say. Go out and conquer. Isn't that the right word? Go out and conquer. Not the evil. Not the evil of the world. You are not going to be able to conquer that. But to go out and conquer the ignorance, conquer the sleepiness that is still out there. Those that are still asleep, but that are ready to awaken. And you will come across them, as Ananda said, more and more now. They are going to begin to come in droves. And this particular group is going to grow tremendously in the times ahead here. You're going to see your phone audience is going to explode at a certain point here. This is just the way it is. And there is almost nothing you could do to stop it now, other than to just simply keep the phone off. But we know that is not going to happen. Now, we are also excited about the revelation that James came up with here. We were wondering, when is he going to want to go back down to that place, that crater, and continue the journey? Not begin the journey, because that was already begun, but to continue the journey. And if there are those that are ready and willing to go and be a part of that, we will say anything is possible here, anything at all. And if you have the right group together, and you have the right dedication and the right intention, and you are ready and willing to find yourself down there and be a part of this, you may be very surprised at what can be not so much found there or even recovered there, because there are records there. Many of you that are associated here were involved in putting them there, and you are going to be the ones that can go back down and recover them. But there is more to this than that. It is more of the continuing journey that is involved in all of this. And that includes the new journey you are also speaking of going down and maybe even coming and visiting us. Us being those that are there in the Peruvian area, in the secret place of the Andes, you might say, secret place of the Brotherhood. It is secret to most, not secret to us, but it is there. And at time to time, from time to time, ones that are ready for this, ones who are awakened enough, ones who raise their vibration enough, are able to come in and be with us. So wouldn't that be something? Rather than we come into you, you come into us. Wow.
You're the Brotherhood.
Yes, we are the what are called the Great White Brotherhood of Light.
Wow.
And we are in that area in Peru. We are also called the Amethystine Order, or the Order of the Seven Rays. And it may sound strange with this crazy accent of Tibet coming through that I would be down there in Peru, or any of us would be down there, because predominantly we come from Tibetan area, but we travel a lot. We go back and forth a lot. We do not need to use your strange contraptions and planes and trains and automobiles and all these things. We can just simply, almost tap our heels and we're there.
Yes.
Going down the Isle of Rip Road.
We cannot teach you that, but you can teach yourself that. You can remember that. It is about my location. You can do it. Isn't that the saying from a movie too? You can do it. You can do it. You will do it. All of you will do it. You're just not sure yet how to do it or how it is even possible. But once you get past the idea that it is not possible or is possible, then you will be able to consider having that, doing that process. It is really not very hard. You just need to know how to do it. Okay? So much to be excited about, much to be looking forward to, and that is not even to mention that crazy thing called the event. That is still coming. And all these other things that have been spoken of again and again. But always remember, and we must reiterate this over and over, and by the way, we hear you mentioning it more and more as well. Stop thinking about what is coming in the future and start being in the now. Live your life now. And we hear you saying that more and more now. We hear you saying be in the joy in every moment rather than constantly just looking, going through life as all of your, most of your friends, your families, they go through their entire life looking for a few moments of joy here and there. But you have come to understand that it is most beneficial to all of you to find constantly the joy in every moment now. And that is where you are all headed. And as we say, we are so excited. Now, we're going to share something with you. But in order to do that, we're going to ask you a question. Okay, you ready for this? We told you some time ago that, let us back up here. First, we speak about who we are as the one who serves. We are a collective. We are a collective of ascended masters that have come to this particular amethystine order, as you know now, the order of the seven rays. And when we came here, we took a vow. We took a vow, not of silence. No, certainly we could never be silent. But we took a vow of being anonymous, you might say, in some respects. So that those that we worked with as us being the mentors to them would not necessarily know who we were before, who we were in the past, what our connections are in all of this. So you know now that we are part of this brotherhood. We are the six of us that have taken on the title, and it is a title. It is a title that we have accepted and taken on, and in some respects you could say we earned it. It is the title of the one who serves, because that is what we are about, is serving. But now, here we are at this moment now, and because of things that are developing very, very rapidly now, it is time now to begin to share more closely with all of you, because we have become so close with you. You see, you are the only ones that hear from us. Do you know this?
No.
Directly, you are the only ones that hear from us. We do not use, as the one who serves, we use no other channel at this point. We are only coming through this one, James. Now, that is not to say that he is anything special or anything. He's pretty special to us, but not that he is anything beyond anyone else. But because of this idea and coming to this group and being so directly involved with this particular group, Ancient Awakenings, we have decided that we are going to give up some of our anonymity here. We're going to share with you who we were. But in order to do that, and one at a time, by the way, it's not going to be all of us at once tonight, but I, as the I here that is speaking for the collective, I am going to be one that is going to open that up here. And I was the original one that came to the Ed here before James and then to the James. I was the one who spoke more directly with him and through him. Others have come through as well over the time here, but I was always the one more directly involved with this one, James. Now, I would ask you, if you want to know this, you need to go into yourself now. I am not going to tell you. You need to go into yourself and visualize what I would look like, who I might have been before. And if you are able to come to it, then I will reveal it. If not, not yet. So allow yourselves to go deep now and look at what I might look like. Not so much even what I look like now, although I am showing you something right now. If you see me, and I am just above you, I am here in this body, yes, as well, but actually we will do this. I will descend back over this body and over light it here now and show myself to you with your open physical eyes, if you can, or if you must, you can close your eyes and see this overlighting that is occurring here now. I am showing you what I looked like at that time long ago that I am most famous for. Okay, that is enough time. Now, I'm not going to play a game with you, hot or cold, or anything of that nature. You either get it or you don't get it. But this is an exercise for you in your visualization abilities and your believing abilities. Because someone might come up with it and not want to share it because they will think they are wrong or they will be laughed at or something. And I can assure you, no one will be. Anyone wish to take a stab at this? I will tell you if you are wrong or right.
No hint?
No hint.
You look like Yeshua to me.
No.
I see two tablets.
Moses. That was my first thought was Moses.
Oh, my goodness. That didn't take much at all.
Moses.
Why do you think we say it those times? Moses.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Oh, he is right here in this room.
Always go with your first. Yes. Your gut, your intuition, that little voice within you.
And you do look like Yeshua, especially right now from this angle and the lighting. But my first thought also was Moses.
Yes.
Did you have any other incarnations?
We're not going to go there now. That will come possibly later.
I had another thought and I wanted to ask you that.
Not at this time. We will go with the one that came first, and that is certainly the one. And now I will also share with you, James has known this for a long time here. For he asked a long time ago, we gave him the same vision that we gave to you here, and the first thing he said was Moses, and yes, we said yes. But we said, now you must keep this to yourself for as long as you need to, and he has.
Wow.
So now you know, and we can... We may still go by the one who serves here, but we can open that up a little bit more now.
Can we put this to rest once and for all? Were you also Akhenaten, Moses?
We just said we're not going to go into other identities. My goodness, give you an inch and you want a mile.
Oh,
yeah. See, we can be funny too.
We love it.
But you must understand, we love you all so much. You have no idea how much, how close we have come to all of you. Not only you here in the room, all of you that are on the phone, that are with us Sunday after Sunday, week after week. And then when you are here, especially for these advances, and we love the idea that you have accepted that they are no longer called retreats. They are now advances, as you know, because you are certainly advancing on and on and on. If you would look at yourselves 5 years ago, as we look at you 5 years ago, and what you have turned into now, what you have remembered about yourselves now, the discussions that you have now, oh my goodness, quantum entanglement. Who would have spoken of that 3 years ago? You know what we say here? Even ascension. We spoke of ascension to James and to the Cynthia here and to the Joanna here 30 years ago or something like that. But we did not use that term, ascension. We said ready to jump off a cliff or a precipice. And they looked at us so sure, like, what are they talking about? They're crazy. But that is what we were saying back then.
The 90-degree phase shift.
The 90-degree phase shift. That is what ascension is, by the way. A 90-degree phase shift. And if you read that book, The Secret of the Andes, that James spoke of here, it speaks of that. A 90-degree phase shift that a civilization here on the earth, before humanity, they took that 90-degree phase shift. They ascended en masse, all of them at once. They left one behind. One is still here today. Here in the Brotherhood, here in the Amethystine Order.
Meru.
Yes. Meru. He is one still here from that civilization called the Elves.
Oh.
Ancient, very ancient.
Yeah, I finally figured out what those stairs meant. You know, matter and all of that with the steps going up.
Yes.
And they were all 90-degree phase shifts.
Yes, they were.
It took a while to figure it out. But.
Yes. Everybody's saying, what are they talking about? And have the James share or the Cynthia share, if they would, a little bit more of that. We believe that James even has that particular reading that was given on this.
Yeah,
he could find it again. Cynthia, you say you have it.
Yeah, I have it all drawn out too.
Very good. Then here is our suggestion to you.
Yeah.
Bring that to the next advance.
Okay.
That will be very important, and it will be incorporated into the entire program. And it is all about this 90-degree phase shift that you are all in the process of going through. 90 degrees is moving from one dimension into a higher dimension. And a shift, because you are all going through a shift. And it can be that quick, or it can be slow over a period of time. That is what this is about. And this is about a 90-degree phase shift of an entire planet and much of the population on the planet over phases, stages, if you will. Any questions here before we release child?
I just have one.
Yes.
What did you do in wandering for 40 years?
What did we do?
Yeah, what was the purpose of that? The history, I don't know. But in the desert, well, they wandered for 40 years with Moses. I'm like, what were you doing out there?
First of all, not everything that you read, not everything that you hear is
Or
it's a metaphor, yes.
It was only 4 weeks.
We're not going to say the time frame here, but we are going to say that there was a period of time where there was the wandering, where there was the movement from one area to the next. Almost as if you were moving from one, in a sense, dimension to another dimension. You were moving through a shift, rather. That is what we will say here, moving through a shift. The shift in this case was being the slaves of the Egyptians, of the Pharaoh. That part was true. And we did move away from that. We did leave that. The idea of the parting of the Red Sea, somewhat accurate, but it had the forces of nature involved in that moment as well.
Isn't that like the second chakra? I mean, that's what we were explaining years ago. Like the first chakra was, like it's kind of like a metaphor, like
yes.
Going from the first chakra
yes.
through the desert,
yes.
the parting of the waters, and then you go up to the third chakra.
Yes. But the Red Sea at that time was not as you would think it was. You see? I cannot tell you too much more on that. But we can give you other information. When I went up that mountain and met with the I Am Presence, and I did, that was the I Am Presence, that was true. But it was not God reaching down his hand from clouds and this type of thing. It was a being in a spaceship. In a ship there, running through the clouds, yes.
I knew that.
Yes.
What was that being's name? I am.
That is what we will say here. I am that I am. Do not need to think of it in terms of Yahweh or any of these other terminologies at this point. Just think of it as the I Am Presence.
And was Hatshepsut your adopted mother?
We are being told here we cannot answer some of these questions. Because it is not quite time yet for some things. There is reason for this.
Okay.
We can answer some things, but we are not going to make an entire show of this now.
Important, it might be an issue.
I have a comment.
I
have a comment.
Cheryl,
I have a comment. I had a vivid dream experience about being with you, and I knew you were Moses. I could see your house, and I saw a body of water in the distance. I don't know if it was an ocean, but I was with you.
Cheryl?
That's all.
Cheryl? You were with us there. You were.
I love you.
I will not say who you were. You will come to that on your own, but you were there, as were some others of you as well at that time. Some very close to myself in that life.
Can I ask you a question?
Well,
I never quite could buy any kind of slaughter of the firstborn sons. Are you able to tell us what was the straight dope on that whole world?
what you are talking about here is, at that time, was the cabal. It was called something different, certainly, but it was those that were attempting to prevent the rising of a Messiah, even at that time. So it was attempting to hold back those that could rise forward and bring the light.
Mm-hmm. And then they flipped it around to make it like God did that. Isn't that sick?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
God never does that. His love is...
Now, there are different versions of God here. You must understand this. There is prime creator God, source of all things, source of all love, and only love. That is not the God that you would want to be involved here. So that was not the God that was involved there. You see?
So this is one of those created, those gods that came here.
Yes. Creator. Think of it in terms of those in the family of the Anunnaki.
Anunnaki.
And who they are more and more.
I knew it.
Since you have, we can share more of those kinds of things now with you. Before, we could not.
I have a question.
Yes.
Could you give us some guidance on some of us are struggling with the fact that we have yet to be able to see? Because I know that the statement resonated with a lot of us that he who have eyes to see and he who have ears to hear.
Yes.
But a lot of us are still struggling with the fact that we can't not see as we would have. Mm-hmm. Any guidance on that?
Right now, you can see exactly what you need to see. You are seeing what you need to see. You are hearing what you need to hear based on your consciousness and your belief system at this point. Raise your consciousness, raise your belief system, and you will see so much more. You will hear so much more.
Hello, one who serves.
Yes.
I just want to make a comment or kind of like ask for a confirmation if that was okay. When you brought up the owl from way back, beginning of creation, that they're still on the planet or there is one or few or what have you, I did come across someone who claimed to be an owl, and listening to this particular person being interviewed, and they're do their own show and they're trying to raise the vibration and inform the people. I am always dumbfounded by the amount of articulate, incredible, deep information that he says. And it comes from within. He just knows everything and anything. And he finally said that one day. They had to pick and probe and probe, and he finally gave up that he was an L. And I was dumbfounded when you said that today. And his name is Drake.
But we will tell you about this one that you are speaking of. He is very knowledgeable, as you are saying, does not know everything, as no one knows everything.
Right.
He is somewhat as he says he is, but as an aspect of that.
Okay.
You see?
Yeah.
He was ill, as you are saying, but at a higher level of his being.
Wow.
He is the personality as an aspect of that being that would have been an ill there. Yes.
Understood. Thank you. I really enjoy what he has to contribute. It's very enlightening and very helpful. And thank you for that confirmation, one who serves.
Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is Nisha, and thank you so much, one who serves Moses. The question is about your stuff on road. I was given a version of your stuff. I found it on the beach, and the thought I got is it was given to me from spirit. It wasn't clear it was from the Father or from you, or and I was holding it during the meditation. Any confirmation on that, and any suggestion or how to?
We apologize here. I apologize here because I did not quite understand what you are asking here.
Yeah. So the question is about Moses' staff and rod. The staff
Moses,
that Moses holds.
Staff and rod.
Staff and rod. Yes. Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
Now we got
it. Yeah. So I was given one by spirit. So I don't know if it was given to me by the Father or it was you or so any comments on that?
As you were given a staff and rod?
Yeah.
And you are wondering if it is the same staff and rod which I carried or something
not
similar?
The same. Not the same, kind of a representation or a version of it.
Something similar. Okay, now we understand. We can tell you that the rod or the staff that I carried at that time was not a stick, as some would depict there, a limb of some type. It was a drill rod that was found in the, or rather I was guided to, in a secret area in the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
And I was able to take that from that secret area, again, as I was guided to it, and was able to use it as, it was an Atlantean drill rod.
Mm. Wow.
So for that now, as to what you have now, we do not think it is an Atlantean drill rod, but it is a facsimile of that. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. Very helpful.
Those,
thank you so much.
The drill rods, by the way, are secreted away at this time. They have, as we find it, there is one that is in someone's possession, but they are not doing anything with it, and they are holding it until the right time to bring it out. We do not want the cabal to get a hold of it.
Amen.
No.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes. We have to, what you call, wrap this up here pretty quickly. We have already shared probably much more than what those around me were expecting here, maybe. Anyway, yes.
Okay, the one who served. Moses, did you design the Ark of the Covenant? Was it done at your time? It's on theory. And what was that really meant for? And I know I possibly can't ask you where it is now, but you're not allowed to tell, but maybe you will.
In a building that the government is holding in a great big great big storage area as the Indiana Jones.
Oh,
really?
No, we're joking. The Ark of the Covenant, just so you know, is secreted away. It is being held also, kept away from those who are not ready to be able to utilize the spirit in which it was developed. And no, I did not design it.
Could I just ask one little more question about that? And I know that's not the answer, but is it underwater?
No.
Oh.
Not underwater.
Is it in a cave in Kentucky?
Oh, please. We don't go there.
A higher dimension.
Question about the Ten Commandments?
Yes.
Okay, well, I don't know how many, but I was once given that, I just want to check if this is true and correct. I was once given that it actually wasn't commandments, but it was more like along the lines of, you'll kind of know you've arrived or you've gotten there, if you will, when you do not kill people. When you, not thou shalt not as in a command, but you won't kill people. You won't covet your friend's wife. You won't steal, all that kind of stuff. Like, these are the signs where you know, like, you've gotten to that place. Is that correct? I don't?
They were commandments.
Oh, they were commandments.
Yes.
Okay.
They came from a high source, and they were taken very seriously.
Yeah. Was it because of the consciousness of the people at that time, that that's kind of all they could understand was, don't do this, don't do that?
Yes, you could look at it that way, yes.
Right.
But it did help them.
Working with the consciousness of the people at the time, yes.
Okay.
And was it true that if they fell against that or touched it, they would kill them?
That is not true.
I didn't.
No. They were stone tablets.
No, it was the ark.
No, the ark, I was talking about.
Oh, the ark.
Yeah, if anybody fell against it or touched it.
Okay.
I got you.
We will share here. You have to understand that much in the way of your movies and books and these things are based largely on reality and also sometimes very much on fantasy. Now, to understand the Ark of the Covenant and whether it would only operate by those who were in the light, it would only work as it was meant to do by those who knew the secrets of it and could work directly with it in terms of the consciousness that was within the Ark. You see? Mm-hmm. So a consciousness that was not in tune with the Ark would have a rough time of it. Let's just say that. And somewhat very similar as this vision we are getting here in your movie, yes. The Indiana Jones movie is somewhat accurate. It would destroy as much as it would create.
Wow. So what were they trying to protect? The Ten Commandments?
That is correct.
Was there any type of power, like...
Okay, we think that we need to move on to a different subject here. You can come back to this at another time after you have thought this over and not to... try to, yes, like we say, play 20 questions here. Because if it gets to be too much, then those who are mentoring to me, and yes, I have my mentors as well, and those who are mentoring to me will say, okay, that's enough, Moses dear, that's enough. You cannot continue to do this at this point. They must travel their own journey here.
So can I ask why Aaron...
There you go again. There's another one.
Would you like the lighter side?
Something else here.
Can I ask why it is that information won't serve us? I'm just curious about that. Like, why would it not serve us to know? Just so we understand that.
It's not that it will not serve you to know. It will not serve you to know without looking within yourself.
Okay.
You see?
Okay.
Yeah. This is Kimmy. May I say something on the lighter side?
Yes, please do.
Okay. Although I did have the very briefest, actually, flash of Moses, I moved right on, and for some reason, I saw Willie Shakespeare.
Really, I'm angry here.
Where did that come from?
Oh, no, that wasn't one of my incarnations.
Okay.
But that is a hint for you.
Yeah, yeah.
Not one of my
incarnations. The other one deserves it.
Oh, okay.
Barely that either.
Wow. I know it's changed.
It changed.
I thought maybe.
Yes. There you go.
Oh.
Oh. There you go.
Yeah, I thought maybe
Shakespeare.
What? Is that the funny guy?
No. Well, Saint Germain would say he's pretty funny, yes. No, it is not that one.
Okay.
Saint Germain is very much associated with us here in the Amethystine Order. So that may be why you were getting some of that.
I got Gandhi associated.
Yeah, I saw Saint Germain.
Gandhi is associated with a great deal. He was a great being that you had here, one that opened up a great understanding, raised a vibration all around him, and then moved on. As to who he was at other times, we are not able to say that. But we will just say that he is an ascended being. Yes.
When he says, I thought, I saw, like, Lantos. Was that close?
Close to what?
One of the members of the one who serves.
Now, did we not say that we will not be ready to share the others yet?
Yes.
That will be up to each one of them. I only agreed to this because I have been associated with this group and through this one, James, for a fairly amount of time, your amount of your time anyway, not so much our time, but your time. So that is why. Figured it was time here. But the others will, if they want to, they will come forward on their own here.
One who serves, I would like to ask about a healing ability. If you believe that you are a healer, is that all we need to become healing other people?
That is a big part of it. You need to have the intention.
Right.
You need to have the belief. And you need to go forward with the action. You need to take the action. Just simply believing it, having intention of it, and then doing nothing about it won't help too much. You have to actually reach out and touch someone. But it doesn't even have to be a physical touch. It can be an astral or an etheric touch from far away even.
Is it necessary that the other person or higher self of the other person authorize me to do it? Or not?
When you are working on healing another being, it is very important for that one that you are working with, that consciousness, that personality that you are working with, accepts the healing. That is number one. They have to accept the healing. If you are trying to heal someone that is not ready for it or does not want it, then you are interfering with their life path here. You see? And you can actually create karma for yourself by doing this. So always ask and get their acceptance first before you do so. You don't know if they are meant to go through pain and suffering and all of this, even though it is abhorrent to you to think of, they might be having to go through this as their contract that they came in with. And if you interfere with that, in a sense, you are breaking the prime directive.
Wow.
And bringing karma on yourself.
Would that apply to animals as well?
Yes, in a sense, that is also correct because you can ask the animal as well. And if you are open to it, they will answer you. You can receive it.
Is it a verbal?
Now we make a distinction here. If the animal is sick, and is in pain, then it is up to you to do something to alleviate that pain, even if it is to the point of what you call the euthanasia, putting them to sleep.
Oh.
For it is for their better good here to do so than to have one of your dear friends,
right,
your pets, suffering.
Mm-hmm.
See?
When you say getting the permission, is it something they have to say verbally, or can it be an energy that
verbally
you experience as if you feel that permission is given kind of thing?
It is best if it is a verbal permission or a telepathic permission of some type.
One
but
says,
you must get their permission. Do you know? Here we give you an example. When Yeshua did those healing miracles, you call them, did he not ask every single one of them, do you want to be healed? Do you have faith?
Yes.
Do you believe?
Yes.
And if they said no, he did not heal them.
He did not
touch them. He respects their free will, yes. And as you must also do, as we must also do, as those in the ship certainly must also do. We all respect your free will.
Yeah.
And we will not interfere, they will not interfere, until you have fully accepted them to come down from in their ships and land and all of this. It must come from the population of the planet. Now, if the government suddenly turned and said, you are not alone, we have been lying to you, or whatever they might come out and say, if they were to do that and give permission and put that out to the public, and the public then was in an acceptance, they would not even need to say anything, but those that are watching over this can tell. When those are ready to accept, then they will come. Kind of like if you build it, they will come.
I have a question.
Yes?
If you know someone that is suffering in some way, can you ask, because I've done this before, and I'm wondering if I have permission to do this. Can you ask other beings to assist that one to find the way of healing on their own?
Certainly, yes.
And in an accelerated process instead of taking years or something like
yes.
that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can always ask for help from those that, we do not like to use the term are higher than you, because we are not higher than you. But when you ask for those who are, say, who are mentoring to you or have a little bit more understanding than you might have the ability to bring the healing to an individual, then certainly, yes, ask for their help and they will assist you. They will not do it for you, but they will assist you. They will send their energy down through you as the conduit, just as Sananda and the Christ sent their energy down through Yeshua's hands into those that he worked with.
One more question about my dragon, if I can ask you about that.
Yes.
I was wondering, I was told by someone that's very familiar with dragons that you can ask the dragon to assist in some way, in some way to help another individual or several individuals. So what I did is, for weeks I would meditate and ask my dragon to go help my daughter because she was really sick, and find a healing for her. And so he brought her. I think he brought her boyfriend, which created a love connection, which helped her see things differently. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay.
What you did is you put it out there. Bring healing to her. If she is ready for this, bring healing to her. And you put it out and you let it go. Is that correct?
Yes.
And you did not put any specifications on how it would happen or when it would happen or anything of this nature.
No, because I...
And you expected it to happen. And the dragon, as you are saying, which is a dear friend to you.
Yes.
This dragon, mm-hmm. which, and dragons are very perceptual. They have a great deal of compassion. Not like you would think of a dragon with fiery breath and fierce. They have so much compassion. And they are ready to assist if they are called upon. But humankind has been created, there has been a fear that has been created around dragons. And this was also done by your cabal, purposefully. Because they knew that if you kept in touch with the elemental kingdom, that they would eventually bring you around. They would eventually help you raise out of the situation that you found yourselves in over a long period of time. So in this way and many other ways, they have done everything they can to curtail and postpone and hold off your ascension process. They have known for a long, long time about your ascension, and they have done everything they can to prevent it. But as you know, those times are over. They can no longer prevent it. It's a done deal, and it is gone through whether they like it or not. And if they do not like it, they will be removed from the situation.
I would like
we
to.
We need to. One more question. And then
I would like to. Wait, oh, go ahead. I'll tell you mine after you get up.
Dear one who serves, I address all of you. I want to thank you for all of the labor of love that you have given us in getting us to this point. We look forward to being of further service, and I just wanted to acknowledge how grateful we are, and thank you.
Thank
you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you so much.
Thank you for us.
My dear Moses?
Yes.
You have your marching orders, again. Thank you. We're going to release channel now. We appreciate your time, your efforts, your sharing with us. We appreciate your patience in working with us. We know that we're not the easiest ones when you ask your questions and the answers that we give sometimes. But what did you say? That's just the way it is. It's not going to change anytime soon. Just so you know. So get over it. Let it be. Let it be, yes.
Let it be.
Well, we're not going to quit asking those questions anyway. Well, if you don't ask us.
Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Thank you.
Love and bless.